Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, and let's not forget about our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort fight, too, to keep us free and safe. And now we've also got everybody working on the Third Watch tonight. Want to get out there and remind everybody that we appreciate all you and what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler as at the Captain's America. We're also over on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us to start the weekend out, we've got the one, the only, the incomparable professor of politics from California, IA, and that would be Kyle Warren. Kyle Warren, how are you doing? That's all that multitude of people that's out there in the parking lot. Because the bar hasn't closed yet. There we go. The bar hasn't closed yet. And they're still getting wrapped up. Oh, my goodness. What a deal, right? What a deal. That's okay. Right. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, last night we had to break the unfortunate news of what was transpiring at the FedEx facility in Indianapolis, Indiana. Tonight we know of quite a bit about the gunman, not a lot. We don't have a motive. But we do know that he was a former employee, 19 years old, and we also know that 8 people were dead as a result of him, 5 people were wounded, and then he took his own life. He apparently had a mental issue of some sort and had a run-in with police about a year or so ago when they actually came to his house and took his guns away.
Well, that's right, Captain. We understand that he had bought a shotgun, evidently, and they ended up confiscating that. So it does beg the question how he was able to obtain this particular firearm. So all that will be coming out, of course. But you're right. He was a former FedEx employee at that facility. It's the second largest FedEx facility in the world, we understand, by the way. One of the other things, too, is that, as you said, he had this run-in with police. So there's going to be, we would expect, some more information coming out about what he might have been suffering from. Because, as you said, Captain, there's no motive that we know of yet. So was it some kind of a retaliation against someone at the facility? Was it just that that's what he picked to do? We just don't know yet.
Well, the reports are that he was looking for his former supervisor, number one, but he also managed to kill 4 Sikh employees that were there, the ones that wear the turbans.
Yes, and that's a very, very sad part of this, obviously, yes.
So we don't know if that had something to do with it, and certainly if it does, then you'll start hearing the word hate crime.
Exactly right. But there was a lot of confusion, obviously, last night with the different employees that were there. We understand that evidently they're not allowed to have their cell phones with them inside the facility.
No.
That would have caused a lot of confusion of people trying to reach their loved ones.
Uh-huh. Absolutely true. And again, they'll get to the root cause of whatever this was, and it's not going to be pretty. I guarantee you that one. I just hope they do it sooner rather than later, because right away Biden and company were going, "Oh, guns! We got to have gun control. Oh, we got to, jeez." Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Well, right. Well, what they'll be talking about, the word that you'll be hearing is epidemic. Gun violence is at an epidemic level. Again, this is one of the terms that they will use to try to make it appear that law-abiding gun owners need to have their guns taken away or so heavily regulated that it's almost impossible to be able to own a gun.
Now, there's a backstory that's been going on for the past couple of days or so pertaining to the Trump administration and the heinous allegations of Russian bounties against our troops in Afghanistan. Now, critics have erupted against Joe Biden and company after the media now realizes that this Kremlin bounty story was a fake story created by the New York Times, amongst others, and it's falling apart right in front of our eyes. And Kayleigh McEnany was on Fox last night, and she said the liberal media ran a story with heinous allegations on Russian bounties to try to hurt the Trump administration without first seeing whether or not the story was valid or not.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, this is why we're having such a problem being able to trust most of the mainstream media. I'm sure there are a lot of reporters who want to get the story straight, this kind of thing, before going to air with it.
Not really.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to be kind to a few of those who might still be around. But the thing is, Captain, they would run with these stories because they knew that it had the most impact, the best possible impact to try to hurt the Trump administration. And that's just that simple.
Okay, and we'll be back with Kyle Warren. By the way, 62% of the people in the latest Rasmussen poll do not trust the mainstream media, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, at all, period. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. This segment of the program brought to you by our longtime friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that do a great job of what they do over there. And oh, by the way, let's not forget that I am a user of the product, Relief Factor, and have been for a little bit more than 5.5 years. Now, what it does for me is I take it twice a day, once in the morning when I get up or early afternoon or whenever that happens to be, and then once at night around midnight. Now, as a result, I have a problem with swelling in my ankle and my leg. And it's just something that's there because of the ankle replacement that I had. And it's actually a circulation problem of sorts. But I take it to reduce the inflammation. And it works. And I also take it to get rid of the pain. And it works because it goes right straight to the source of the pain. And it will lower or eliminate the pain that you're in. Now, people with arthritis and rheumatism, it'll help you. I know it will because a lot of people that have bought the product, have had that issue, and they're living a much better life now. Now, the best part of it is it's 100% drug-free, and it comes in a convenient individual packet with four little capsules in there that you just get a glass of water or whatever and take it, and it supports, of course, the healthy joints and muscles and the healing process that you're going through. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's $19.95 for a three-week supply, and that's how you get started. By the way, I'll have some couple of bags or so with me when I'm over at the gun show today in Largo for people to see. And all you have to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain to find out more and sign up for the three-week quick start and see what will happen, because after all you got to lose is pain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get to the caller that's on the line, I want to talk a little bit about the border. Now, Biden yesterday obviously caved
to little old Ms. Ayok with what he did. And here's exactly what he did in his own words about the refugee cap. Here we go.
On Friday, the White House said the president was keeping Donald Trump's cap of 15,000 refugees for this year. That led to an immediate outcry from Democrats in Congress and other Biden allies. The blowback was so stiff, the White House later announced Mr. Biden would increase the refugee cap by May 15th, though it didn't say by how much. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Now, personally, Kyle, I hope the radical left continues to do what they do and continues to holler and direct this this administration in the direction to which they're going, because I've talked to a lot of people this week, and I mean hundreds of people this week in my travels, and I can honestly tell you that Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, Independents alike don't like the course that this country is currently taking, and they plan on changing the course here in midstream, especially with the House of Representatives and the Senate. Watch and see what happens.
Well, yes, I think we're definitely on that course. So it's kind of incongruous that we see, headlines, well, Biden's approval is 59% and this kind of thing.
Yeah, but that was a Pew poll. Pew poll is very 199% Democrat, hard right Democrat.
Exactly, because again, here we come with the narrative. This is, they want you to believe that, oh no, things are going good and people like what's happening, but not at the ground level, not if you're talking to real people with real opinions about
yep.
what's really going on.
Again, I've talked to several hundred people in my travels this week, including the event on Tuesday night, and I'm telling you, that's not what's going on. Okay, now we'll go to the telephone, and we have the honorary, although he's not, but he wants to be, and maybe he will be, mayor of Clearwater, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? You know, I sit there and I thought about this quite a bit today, what I'm about to say, and it's really kind of sickening how Joe Biden tells people, oh, whoa, you know, racial injustice, racial inequality. And amid all this talk of racial inequality, you know, President Trump was a racist, President Trump's policy, well, I kind of would like to remind everybody, this is a president who, along with President Clinton at the time, he was a senator, spearheaded the Omnibus Crime Bill, which is responsible for the largest mass incarceration of black Americans. You know, this is a man that went on a radio show and said, oh, well, if you're not black or you don't vote for me, then you're not black, basically insulted black people's intelligence. This man has a track record of racist policies that, and President Trump did no such thing. I mean, this man is way worse. And for these people to get behind him and say, oh, well, he's working to make the country better, it is absolutely sickening. And it's, to me, it's an affront and it's an insult to not only black people's intelligence, but my intelligence, your intelligence, and everybody else's intelligence. President Biden, hands down, is a racist man. There is no doubt in my mind, and I want to see what you have to say, Kyle. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. Don't go anywhere. I want to say something. Did you leave out Strom Thurmond, South Carolina, KKK, and Mr. Robert Byrd, the Grand Wizard of the KKK in West Virginia? Don't forget about
mm-hmm.
that, and we will address that. Okay, thank you,
okay,
Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. You know, I think that Biden and so many in the Democrat Party over a long period of time have demonstrated that they're not in the business of trying to make the lives better for African American people in this country. They don't seem to want to create opportunity. They don't seem to really want people to be able to truly integrate in society. I think those ideals and those ideas are on the side of the conservatives, because the conservative thought process is, look, we create opportunity for people. The rising tide lifts all boats. We should have a merit-based, performance system and this kind of thing. But the Democrats, and including Biden, I think they want to continue a system by which they're able to say, look, you're being oppressed. We're going to make it better. Every 2 and 4 years, they come down and say things. They all want to put you all back in chains and stuff like that. They exacerbate these things. So, yes, I think that they're actually coming from a very, very different perspective than folks across the highways and byways, Mike.
Anything they accuse us of doing, or Donald Trump or anyone that supports the Republicans, they, in fact, themselves have done or are currently doing. You have to understand that. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to be able to prove that, does it?
No. And, in fact, what they're doing, the Democrat Party elite, not rank-and-file Democrats, but Democrat Party elite, they want to use racial and ethnic groups, pit one against the other, and believe that by doing so, they can rule over it, sort of in this sort of super way, as opposed to having people be Americans and having red, white, and blue be the colors. Everybody bleeds red. It's the same thing, but not to them, because they want to keep everybody separate.
Well, that's true. And by the way, I've got another little short clip here I'm going to play before we have to go to break. Today, as I said, I'm going to be at a gun show. There's probably going to be 1,000, 2,000, maybe more than that, people come through the turnstiles to get into the event because of what's going on in Joe Biden's executive orders, and nobody really knows what's going on right now. But magazines seem to be the big problem. No more than 10 rounds in a magazine, period. That's what they're trying to push. But here is what he said yesterday.
The president told a White House news conference that gun violence in America has to end, and he called on GOP lawmakers to drop their opposition to background checks and a ban on assault weapons.
I strongly, strongly urge my Republican friends in the Congress who even refused to bring up the House passed bill to bring it up now. This has to end. It's a national embarrassment.
Mr. Biden also defended his decision to push infrastructure legislation, saying he can focus on more than one priority at a time. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Two things come to mind. Number one, the infrastructure bill only has 5% of the money in it for bridges and roads.
That's right, infrastructure.
Yeah, yeah. They're calling things like repairing your kitchen sink. I'm using a facetious term, but they're calling things that are not infrastructure infrastructure. And on the guns, that's the directive. And again, folks, it's not the gun that does the damage; it's the person with the gun. And the FBI somehow or another blew it with this guy in Indianapolis because they knew about him a year ago. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is calling on Congress to act on gun legislation after the mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis.
These mass shootings that are occurring every single day, there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas.
Authorities in Indianapolis have identified the suspect in that shooting, 19-year-old Brandon Hole. Police say he shot and killed 8 people and then killed himself.
There was no confrontation.
with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting.
Deputy Chief Craig McCart, he said that Holt was a former FedEx employee. The FBI said they spoke to him last April after his mother called them and said she thought he might try to commit suicide by cop. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance Company. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can do what I did to begin with. You can go over to their website, and you can just click on GEICO.com. You'll get a little prompt response back from one of those assistants that says, how can we help you? And you tell them you're interested in a rate, and they'll ask you for your zip code. They'll ask you for the vehicles that you're driving and get yourself a rate and see what they can do to help you out. But here's the big deal, okay? Not only will they insure the car or the truck that you're driving, maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you've got an RV, an ATV, or a boat. They'll insure all that, too. But the best part of it is if you have homeowners or renters insurance, you can get a cost comparison there, too, and tack it all together in what's called a bundle with your automobile insurance. And guess what? You'll save a boatload of money. That's the best way to go, the bundle plans, where you have your homeowners and your cars together and or your renters insurance and your vehicles together. That's the best way to do it, and you will save a bunch of money. So go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Brian Stetler, the little short fat guy over at CNN, ran into the Project Veritas crew that was filming something out on the streets of New York. And he literally chased them down the street, started asking them questions as to why they were exposing his network when there were plenty of other fish in the sea.
Huh. Really? Plenty of other fish in the sea, huh? I guess you could say, well, there always are a lot of fish in the sea. But obviously, Captain, I'm sure he had a particular issue with the kind of investigative reporting that Project Veritas has been doing of late and just released about some of the things that a CNN person had said that was the plan of CNN with going after Trump and then now going after climate change, trying to make people afraid because of climate change, this kind of stuff. You see, that's what investigative reporting used to be like. They'd find out stuff. And now, evidently, they're not supposed to find out stuff. They're just supposed to tell you the ready-made stuff, I guess.
you think?
Yeah.
You think? Okay. Now, that's all true to a certain degree, but Stetler, of all things, why are you calling? Why are you picking on our network? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? I mean, what a thing.
Well, sure, yeah. And as opposed to, you know, maybe, well, just have him on his show. Ask him questions. I mean, the whole point is supposed to be able to have some kind of give and take and conversations about things, but it degenerates into, yeah, what are you doing here kind of stuff.
Now, we had another issue in Texas. A police officer pulled over a vehicle and, routine traffic stop. Again, why do police have to have guns? For traffic stops, you know, we've got that comment coming out from some of the liberals now, with demonstrations in most of the major blue cities across America, this weekend, tonight especially. But, a police officer was shot, and thank God he wasn't killed. He was shot in the hand, by someone that fired at him from inside the vehicle, and he immediately fired back at the car. And killed the driver, killed the passenger that fired at him, and wounded somebody else that was in the back seat. But holy smokes, you know, here we go again. Why do police officers have to have guns when they make a traffic stop? Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, yeah, exactly right. And anybody who's ever had any experience or knows anything at all, when the police officer is walking up to a car because they've made a traffic infraction or they've been speeding or there's been something else, some other reason to pull them over, and they're walking up to the car, that is one of the most dangerous points in the day of a police officer. No doubt you don't know what you're going to walk up to. And some people don't like the idea that the police have pulled them over because they're already on the run for something else. They're afraid of being found out, and they will fire on the police. Imagine if the person pulling them over wasn't armed, couldn't protect themselves. We could have a very, very different outcome on
well,
that story.
Well, that's true. And for anybody that comes down from the New York, from the north and comes into the south, and when you get to that last 40 or 50 miles on I-95 or I-75, and go, oh, yeah, Florida's only 45 miles away. Man, I can be there in half an hour. And they tromp on it to go down through there and get caught in a speed trap. If it's done at night, they'll come up to you and they'll tell you hands out the window or get out of the car and take steps backwards or something like that with the spotlights on you. And I guarantee you they're standing back there with their hands on their guns.
I can imagine. Because, again, you don't know what you're dealing
with. That's right.
That's only common sense. And so, unfortunately, because there are many people out there who are not going to obey the law or try to attack law enforcement officers, they have to take every precaution.
Now, Facebook has been blasted for censoring the report that was put on there about the Black Lives Matter co-founder's pricey California real estate purchases. Now, what we're talking about here is $3.2 million that was spent on, I believe, three pieces of property. And she was quizzed about, well, how come you need to buy something like that? How come it's so pricey or this, that, and the other? And she said, well, she's investing her money in her family members.
Well,
and how did she get that money, by the way, from Black Lives Matter when they were supposed to be giving it to the blacks that needed it?
Yes, well, exactly. Well, unfortunately, Captain, it's the same old story from time immemorium. The people who want to lead some kind of thing like this, they're doing it in order to enrich themselves. This we've seen it 100 times. But in order to have this blocked, evidently it would be blocked, one would think, because again, it goes against the narrative or it puts the leader of a group that they agree with in the sense of a political agenda in a bad light. So that's and people they understand that now. They understand why that kind of censorship exists.
Yeah, and I misspoke. She bought four homes for $3.2 million, and she is a trained Marxist. But where does somebody with her background get that kind of money? Obviously, she's taking money that is supposed to be going to the Black Lives Matter people that asked for it, which is probably why the father of the son in Ferguson, Missouri, only got $500.
Well, that's right. You see, Captain, there's the idea that you've got the idea of Marxism, and then you have the people who are trying to push it on people, and they're the ones who are just going to get power, get rich, be the haves, and all the other Marxists, quote-unquote, they can just be the have-nots. And again, we've seen it in history.
All right, well, today Prince Philip is going to be laid to rest. They're having a very large military funeral. The royal family is there. Apparently Prince William and Prince Harry are not going to be that close to each other. They're going to be separated by some people so that there's no scene created, this, that, and the other. It's my understanding that Prince Philip requested that none of the royals wear military uniforms, although I think he's being buried in his, as well he should be, being the World War II hero that he was. So that's what's going to happen there, and that will all start at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yes, and, you know, we just mourn along with the people of Great Britain, and Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. He was just really quite a man, and he would be a person that I would have loved to have met and spoken with. He lived an extraordinary life, and it's truly the end of an era, Captain.
The story behind him and what he did in World War II is nothing short of fantastic.
Absolutely.
And the ships that he was on, the ships that took heavy fire, the things that he had to do, being involved with the signature ceremony in Japan when the Hirohito came on board the Missouri and signed the surrender. And also, by the way, some good news to report. SpaceX, you all know who they are, right?
Right.
Elon Musk, they got a $2.9 billion NASA contract to send two astronauts to the moon out of Florida.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's about time. We do have to get people back on the moon, and that's just no doubt about that.
Yeah, but there's also something else to all this, and that is the fact that with our space force that we've got, the next war, major war, is going to be waged using outer space and the weapons that are up there to fire down at us.
That's true.
Yep, because that's all being developed as we speak. All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle, and folks, I'll be right back with the first Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And I got a really, really, really good song to get it rocking right off the bat. The most requested song on a radio show in a long, long time. I know I gave you a hint. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that for us very much. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia with her husband, Don. Home on the ranch, the Double D Ranch right there up the road just a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become one. But you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee while you're there. And you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for whatever the supplies are that you buy in the trucker store, too. And they've also got an RV club, so check that out, too. And that'll save you money on your fuel, you RVers out there. Alrighty, and here we go with what was the most requested song on this radio show this past week, and for that matter, in a long, long time.
Mississippi in the middle of the dry spell.
You talk about some smooth, easy music you can just get into. Alana Miles now. Her name is spelled A-L-A-N-N-A-H-M-Y-L-E-S. Alana Miles. And Kyle, wasn't that from 1989?
That was from 1989, yes.
Yeah, that's something, boy. I'd play that every night if I could.
No, it's really, it's become a real classic. A song with great imagery, of course, imagery about Elvis Presley, and the style that it has is really something.
Yeah. Now, here I go. I'm going to read the weather statement here because we do have some weather to talk about tonight. The Central Gulf Coast flash flood threat lingers. It's going to get snowy in the Central Rockies, a fire danger up in northwest Oregon, because showers and thunderstorms may produce localized flash flooding. Still a lingering front in the Central Gulf Coast. It's just hanging in there, hasn't moved at all this week, and an upper-level system will produce up to a foot of heavy snow across southwest Colorado in the Rockies. Dry offshore winds will also produce near-record temperatures and critical fire weather threats in northwestern Oregon. And take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start up in Washington State tonight in the northwest corner. We've got an avalanche warning. This is going to be coming from about the Yakima Indian Reservation all the way to the Canadian border. And what's happening is they've got what they call a uniquely dangerous avalanche condition. That's because they've had some prolonged hot and sunny weather, and they say that large and destructive wet avalanches can occur. This is going to be in the Olympic Mountains and in the Washington Cascades from the Columbia River all the way up to, as I said, the Colombian border. So you've got that going tonight, especially coming across I-90 if you're headed to Seattle, Washington. Also down in Utah, we do have some wind advisory there near Ogden and Salt Lake City on I-15. Wind advisory in the Los Angeles area, especially out in the San Bernardino area. If you're coming up I-15 towards Hesperia and Apple Valley, you're going to encounter that wind advisory there. Also, wind advisory up near Santa Barbara as well. So if you're coming up California 101, you're going to encounter that. Freeze warning tonight in Grand Junction, Colorado, coming across I-70. Winter weather advisory in southern Colorado as well as you're coming down I-25. Albuquerque's registering right now a high wind warning.
40 to 60 miles an hour, I just got here.
That's right. That's right. So near I-25, I-40, you're going to be encountering that tonight. And so you want to be careful out there with your high-profile vehicle.
Yeah. Now, the other thing about all of this is you do have that low that's up there with the snow in southwestern Colorado, where they're going to get about a foot of snow across that area. Some of that snow is going to drift down into New Mexico, and the higher elevations could get more than an inch or two. The lower areas could get an inch or two, I-40, I-25. But down around Ruidoso, where the Indian Reservation is, you could get yourself 4 to 6 inches of snow. Same with scattered parts of West Texas. Now, let me go right into the Gulf, because Louisiana, the same situation is there. You've got flood warnings, flood watches, streams over the banks, Slidell, you got a big problem there. It goes across over into Mississippi, goes all the way over to Mobile, Alabama, and goes about 50 miles north of the interstate. Now, we do have the additional rain that keeps coming down there. I mean, it's just raining, and it's not going to be pretty, and hopefully something will come along and move that out of there, because the longer that stays there, the worse it's going to be for the folks that are in that area. Now, going up into the central part of Ohio, pretty much following I-70 across to Columbus, you've got a frost warning up in there. Temperatures are a little bit chilly. And then over in Virginia, the mountains, northern mountains of Virginia, up around I-81, right about where you bust into Maryland up there, Frederick, Maryland, you've got a frost warning up in there. Now, our snowstorm that we had that went up the East Coast is still up the East Coast, but it's up along the coastline of Maine going out to sea right now. We still do have some gale force winds, though, from New Hampshire on the Atlantic side on down around to right about, let's see, now it's down around almost to Long Island, so it's moved down a little bit. The map was changing as I was talking right here. So there you go. But again, keep in mind, these are our conditions that over the weekend, if you're on like I-10, I-12, I-65, I-55, you are going to have some problems, especially coming up out of the Gulf with all the rain that's there. And I-25 coming out of Albuquerque, once you hit Colorado, you're going to have some problems there with snow for about the first 50 to 75 miles. If you're going west in the lower part of Colorado, you'll have lots of snow tonight. And you might have some interesting driving conditions in New Mexico tonight, too, so be advised of that. Now, Kyle, when you go to the Pilot or Flying J truck stop, how's the coffee?
Well, Captain, we think that if they pull into a Pilot and Flying J, mention that they're listening to Captain's America, you'll get that free cup of coffee, and we think you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee that you're going to find anywhere out there on the interstate. It's the place.
Well, it is when you're out there in the middle of the night and you need that little something to spike you up a little bit, and that coffee will certainly do it, and that's the kind of coffee you need to have, not the stuff that will put you to sleep with four creamers in it or whatever.
That's right.
Not that I drink my coffee, but I have in the past, and boy, that will wake you up.
That's right. And if you're hungry as well,
yeah,
then you've got what you need at any of the Pilot and Flying J's, because you're going to find something really good. You're going to find maybe a Wendy's,
yep,
maybe a Denny's, maybe a Huddle House.
Yep.
The list goes on.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with hour number two of the Weekend Edition with Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. I shall return right after the top of the hour, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills, and you hear the news that's going on out there. So don't go anywhere, and Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.